So, the 2515 podcast is back. We are back finally. I know you guys missed us, and we actually missed posting a new episode every week, every Sunday. It's been a long while, to be honest. It's been like a month or more than a month and some weeks, but it feels like a year to me. I remember around last month, I was thinking that it's just 2 weeks I haven't posted a new episode. And I went to check the Instagram account and I just calculated the date and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's like 3 weeks now. It's been a long while, to be honest, but we're actually back. To be honest, I'm serious, we are back. And every Sunday we'll be posting new episodes. So just be on the lookout. Be watching out. Watching out. I don't know. Is it correct? Be on the lookout for a new episode because the 2515 podcast is back and we're back with a bang bang. And if you haven't followed us on Instagram, please follow us on Instagram at 2515 podcast. And if this is the first episode you're listening to of the 2515 podcast, thank you so much for deciding to listen to this podcast. I think you're really going to enjoy this episode you're going to listen to. And please go back and listen to the other episodes so you get to know all the other things we've spoken about on this podcast. So without wasting much time, I'm going to jump into this week's episode. And also, we'd love to know your comments, your thoughts about the previous episodes you've listened to. And you know you can send us a voice message. Just click on the link in our bio on Instagram. And the first thing you see is send the 2515 a voice message. Click on it and send us a voice message. And we'll definitely reply you back. I'm online. I'm going to reply you back. So let's get straight into today's episode. Let me ask you all a question. Do you believe in love at first sight? I'm going to give you some seconds to think about it. Do you believe in love at first sight? Have you ever been at, I don't know how I'm going to explain this, but have you ever fallen in love at first sight? I don't think if that's correct, but have you ever seen someone and you're like, oh wow, I'm in love? Like, have you ever like been in love with someone just at first sight? I hope I'm correct, Sha. I actually hope you guys understand what I mean. I'll give you some seconds to think about it. If you believe in love at first sight, if you've loved someone at first sight, let us know in the comment section on our Instagram page. And you can also send us a DM on Instagram. And you know you can also send us a voice message. Let us know the story behind everything. If you're willing to share your story with us, let us know your story. Let us know the story behind the love at first sight. So for me, I don't believe in love at first sight. I won't even call it love at first sight. I will call it lust. Because we all see someone that we think is fine, is pretty, is handsome, that is sexy, has a nice body, nice teeth, nice face, nice lips. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And some people be like, oh my goodness, I'm in love. I think it's love at first sight. To me, I think it's lust because personally, we don't know the person. We don't know the person personally. We've not gotten to know the person. So we can't just conclude that it is love. We're just lusting over the person. Because there are sometimes that you're like, oh, I find this person attractive. Then you start to get to know the person and you just get turned off because the person's personality doesn't match the person's beauty. And you're like, oh my goodness, this person is so fine, so pretty, so handsome, but I don't like the person's personality. It happens. So once you get to know the person, you get to decide whether you're in love with the person or not. So to me, I won't call it love at first sight, but I'll call it lust. But what do you think? Love at first sight or lust? Let us know in the comment section. So, another question incoming. Incoming, incoming. Who should pay for the first dates? Is it the guy or the girl? These are questions a lot of people ask. Who should pay for the first date, the guy or the girl? I'll give you guys some seconds to think about it. Let us know your thoughts about this question. Who should pay for the first dates? Let us know in the comment section on Instagram, send us a DM, a voice message on wherever you're listening to this podcast from. So, in my opinion, the person who should pay for the first date is the person who initiates the first date, and that's the guy. In most scenarios, in most cases, is the guy who initiates the first date. Because I don't think there's any girl that would initiate the first date. If you guys are dating, I understand the girl saying, oh, let's go to this restaurant, let's go to the park, let's go to the cinema, let's go to this place for a date. You guys are dating. But you guys have never been on a date before. This is your first date. I don't think there will be any girl that would want to initiate the date. Because personally, me, I wouldn't want to initiate the date. And it is believed and it is expected of the guy to pay for the date. And there are some guys that believe that even though we are going on your first date, you should pay for your food, pay for wherever we're going to, pay your own part, and I'll pay my own part. And I don't think you should be like that. It's the first date. You should pay for everything. But some guys believe that. And the thing is that when you're having a conversation with a guy before going on the first date, they won't let you know that. And I don't think most times they won't let you know that they believe that you pay for your part, even though it's the first date, and they'll pay for their part. So that's why it's important to take your debit card with you and make sure you have cash with you when you're going on the first date. Just don't assume the guy will have money, because the guy may not have money. I'll get back to that. If you don't have enough money, as a guy, if you're taking a girl on a date and you don't have enough money, wait till you have enough money. And what I mean by enough money is that there are a lot of places you can take a girl to on the first date. But if the girl has mentioned that she likes to go to this type of places, and you know that the type of places she likes to go to for dates are expensive, and maybe one meal is 10k and above, or 20k and above, 30k and above, and so on, and the money you have in your account balance is 5k, below 5k, don't take that girl on that date. Wait till you have that money. Wait till you have that money. I know it's your first date, you can decide wherever you want to take the person to, but make sure that the money you have is equivalent to the place you want to take the person to. If the person has mentioned, this is the place I like to go to, and it's expensive, but you don't have that money, just don't take that person on a date. And if you have the money, make sure you have extra money, because even though you budgeted that, this is what I'm going to spend, don't start budgeting for the girl too. Why are you budgeting for the girl? You know that, oh, I want to spend this amount of money, and you've already checked, done your research on the place you want to go to. I'm going to be using restaurants, for example, in what I'm saying. Even though that, oh, you've done your research on the restaurant, and you've seen that, oh, for this meal or for this drink is this amount, you've already budgeted that me, I'll get this thing. So this is the amount I'll pay, like, say, 40k, or the girl too will get this. Even though you know what the girl likes, and it's part of the menu, the girl may end up ordering a lot another thing. So don't see, why are you even budgeting for the girl? Why are you even budgeting what the girl will order? That's just, I don't know. Why are you budgeting for what the girl will order? Because to me, it doesn't make sense at all. Just don't assume it's what the girl will eat, because the girl may end up not even eating what you expect her to eat. They'll be like, oh, this is what she'll order. Oh, this one is not that as expensive as the others. Maybe this one is like 10k or 15k, and the other thing like 30, 40. Oh, the girl will order 30 or 40. What makes you think so? You may know the girl very well, but at the same time, plans may change. You may know that, oh, she likes fries and chicken and fries. Oh, I don't think she wants to order this plate of rice and drink and sauce with everything combined together. And she may end up ordering what you didn't expect her to order. So why are you even budgeting for the girl? Why are you even doing that? And if you know the money you have is for a date that is less expensive, let the girl know that, oh, I know you would like to go to this place, but I don't have that money. The money I have is not up for the date. And the girl will decide on whatever she wants to do. And I know that, yes, the guy wants to impress the girl, but it's okay to impress the girl, but impress the girl with money. Because no girl wants to date a broke guy. Because me, I would want to date a broke guy. So even though that you don't have money, but you're pretending to have money, why? It will come and bite you back. It will bite you back. And you end up feeling
embarrassed, you regret it, you'll be asking yourself, what sent me to do this? I shouldn't have done this in the first place. So don't be impressing someone when you know you don't have money. You are pretending you have money. Why are you pretending? Why are you pretending? Because that doesn't make sense at all. That's not right at all. Why are you pretending to have money when you do not have money? Because the truth will come out. And it is good when the truth comes out, because you will not see the girl again. Because me, if you do that to me, if you pretend you have money, you're not seeing me again. That's just it. You will not even see me send you a message or call you, because I'm just going to delete your number straight. Once I find out that this guy isn't what he claims to be, doesn't have what he claims to have, your number is deleted. Oh, bye bye. That's how it is. Because it's not nice at all. I know that you want to impress someone, even though that, oh, I don't have money for this date, let the girl know. So you can take her to maybe somewhere else, and you guys can enjoy yourself. And ladies, I think I mentioned this, that take your debit card and your cash with you. Because the guy would want to, I don't know, take your debit card and cash with you. Don't just assume the guy has money. Because you will call, because when guys go on that date, you know, we've seen this thing on social media that the girl was left hanging. The guy disappeared. She waited for the guy for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour. The guy never came back. She called his number. It was switched off. It wasn't going through. The guy is never coming back. And ladies, don't get in touch with that guy again. Me personally, I won't get in touch with that guy, because you've made me look like a fool. You've embarrassed me. And that's just the end of it. You're never seeing me again. You're never hearing from me again, because that's the end. Au revoir. Bye-bye. This is what will happen. This is what they will do. They'll pretend to have a phone call. Most of the things I see on social media, the guy will say he wants to use the bathroom and he never comes back. How do they even like leave the maybe restaurant? How do they even leave the place? That, like, is another exit. If the place doesn't have another exit, how do they leave? That they enter a window to jump out? Because I'm even wondering how they do that. Well, how they do that? That's their business, to be honest. Because if I don't see you, that's just it. If you don't come back, bye-bye. That's it. And as I say, take cash with you, because when you run away, you end up paying for it. And the thing you now see on social media is the girl doesn't have money. And God forbid, the people you are calling don't have money too. You are calling people that, please, I don't have money. Please, I don't have money. The reason the guy ran away is because he saw the payment. They brought the receipt. And the guy saw that the money he has is not up to that, and he wants to run away. And the thing is that he can't come clean. He feels embarrassed to let you know that he doesn't have money, so he just runs away instead. But is the guy even thinking that he's going to see you again? If the guy is thinking that, then he's a clown, because after you've done that stunt, you're still thinking you're going to see the guy. You're still going to see the girl, I mean. I just remembered something. You know, like I mentioned that some guys believe that even though it's your first date, you pay for your own food, you pay for your food, they pay for their own food. So that's why it's important to even take your card, take your cash with you too. So who knows? Because if the guy comes and just pays for his food, he gives them cash, he gives them the debit card, and he just pays for his own food, and you'll be thinking he has paid for your food. The girl will not let you know that, oh no, I paid for mine, I don't have money. That's going to be embarrassing. Because you won't even know how to tell the guy that, oh, I don't have money, can you pay for me? And at that moment, you even think that, will not start thinking of how you're going to tell the guy that, oh, pay for me, or I'll pay you back. At that moment, you want to pay the guy back. That I will pay you back. It's just very embarrassing, to be honest. I don't think no girl wants to be in that position. So just go prepared, because anything can happen. Be prepared. That's the best thing. So I know you guys will notice that the first two questions have been like, I will
give you guys some seconds to think about the question. Let us know in the comment section on Instagram. Send us a DM, send us a voice message. Why don't we repeat those? Send us a voice message, DM, all those kind of things. No. But I'm still going to be asking these questions. So the next question is, what's the proper way for a guy to ask a girl to be his girlfriend? I know you'll be wondering, what's proper way? What's the proper way? But I'll get to that. I'll give you guys a few seconds to think about it. I know there are lots of people, a lot of guys that ask a girl to be his girlfriend, and they're like, will you go out with me? Where are we going out to? Are we going to the supermarket? Are we going to the market? Are we going to the mall? Are we going to the cinema? Where are we going out to? Literally, because me, I feel like it's meant to be, will you be my girlfriend, actually? Because which one is, will you go out with me? Where are we going out to? It just feels wrong to me. Personally, I feel it just feels wrong. What do you think? Is it meant to be, you go with me, or you don't mind, since you already know he's asking you to be his girlfriend? So, is, will you go, anyone he says, will you go with me, will you be my girlfriend? But to me, I feel like it's meant to be, will you be my girlfriend? But what do you think? I know that there are people, me, I can't ask a guy to be my boyfriend. But I want to ask this question. Why is it that we are always seeing that a girl shouldn't ask a guy to be her boyfriend? A girl shouldn't propose. Because me, it feels weird though. I don't know. I don't see myself doing that. It feels weird. Well, I want to know your other opinions. Because me, my reason, the only reason that is coming to my head right now is it feels weird. But if you have any other reason apart from it feels weird, it feels strange, let us know. Let us know about that. Let us know why you think a girl shouldn't ask a guy out, a girl shouldn't propose to a guy. Let us know about that. You know, I just asked a question that why can't a girl propose to a guy? I'm leaving that question to you, but I just remembered something, that if the guy asked you to be his girlfriend, you should be the one to propose. Because if the guy asked me to be his girlfriend, I shouldn't be the one proposing. If you ask me to be your girlfriend, you should be the one to propose. So I just want to know you guys' thoughts about it. Why you think that a girl shouldn't ask a guy out, a girl shouldn't propose to a guy. What's your thoughts about that? What's your reason for that? Because mine, the only thing that's coming to my head is weird and strange. If you have a different opinion about that, even the same opinion, let us know. What's your thoughts about dating your friend's sibling? Have you ever dated your friend's sibling? Have you ever had a crush on your friend's sibling? Currently, are you having a crush on your friend's sibling? What was your friend's response, your friend's reaction? When you dated your friend's sibling, how did it feel? Let us know. We would like to know those gist. Let us know. Send us, what you should do. Let us know what happened. We'd love to hear it, to be honest. I will definitely respond to you. We won't leave you hanging. Personally, I can't date my friend's sibling. Like, my response the other time for one question, I can't remember. It just feels weird to me. Oh, yeah. The question about asking a guy to be my boyfriend. The same thing. I don't know. I just can't have a crush on me. I can't date my friend sibling. Even though the guy is fine, has a good personality, I don't see myself dating my friend sibling. Let me even start with, I don't even see myself having a crush on him. Of course, I've already created like a barrier in my mind that I can be friends with you, but I can't have a crush on you. I don't see myself having a crush on my friend sibling at all. It just feels one kind, just feels weird, like no. Even though some friends don't mind you dating their sibling, I mean. But some will mind, actually. But another question, will you risk your friendship with dating your friends? Will you risk your friendship with your friend with dating a sibling? Will you? That's a question, actually. That's a question for those who won't mind having a crush on their friend's sibling. Will you? Is it something you're going to risk? Will you risk your friendship for that? And one thing I want to say is that if you start having a crush on your friend's sibling, I know you can be scared to tell your friend that, my friend, how would my friend react? Or my friend won't like this thing. How am I going to tell her? But I think if, I don't know, if you don't know what your friend's response will be, if you don't know, either your friend, I've never had that discussion about, oh, don't date my friend, don't date my sibling, don't do that at all. And you're like, oh, I don't know how response will be, how reaction will be. And then you'll be scared. But just to tell your friend, because you never know what her response will be. You may be thinking that, she'll be angry, she won't like it. And she'll be like, I don't mind, I don't care. That's my sibling. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. And if you, it is that don't date your friend's sibling behind her back. Don't date your friend's sibling because it's going to make the situation worse. 1,000,000% worse. Because when she finds out, she's going to be very, very annoyed, very, very angry. That's that having a crush. Just let the friend know. Irrespective of the response. Because you don't start saying, she won't find out. Because she'll end up finding out because that's a sibling. And there's a lot of things you can just, there's a limit to what you can do in private. Because the truth is still going to come out at the end. That's it. And I've been saying she. But to me, I still feel it's if you have a male friend, I'm a guy, for example, and I have a male friend, can I date my male friend's sister or have a crush on my male friend's sister? It's still like, I still feel it's still the same, like, thing with a girl and a girl, too. I feel like maybe most times it's always the girl we're always hearing about that, it's always like the girls, these girls that. Probably it's only girls that have like rules of don't date my sibling, like, or something like that. Do guys too? Do they like have this thing that guys? Yeah, this is for guys. Like guys, do you mind your friend that have guys, your male friend to date your sister? Do you find anything wrong in that? I know that there are lots of girls that my female friend can date my sibling. But as a guy, do you mind your male friend dating your sibling, your sister? You say anything wrong in it? If you do, why do you say anything wrong in it? Let us know. And if you don't, let us know too. So that's the end of this week's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode, to be honest, because it's been a long while, and like I said, we came back with a bang, and I know this is a bang bang episode, bang bang bang. And I'm just remembering this bang bang song by Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj. I can't even remember the song, but I know that there's a song like that. I know we came back with a bang. So let us know your thoughts about this episode. You know what to do. Follow us on Instagram. Send us a voice message. Just click on the link in our bio. The first thing you'll see is 10 to 25 minutes voice message. Let us know your thoughts about this episode. And so, before I end this episode, the 25-15 song of the week. So, the 25-15 song of the week is Radio by Lana Del Rey. I'm in love with Lana Del Rey. Like, I'm just in love with her song. I just started listening to her this year or some months ago, and I just fell in love. There are a lot of other Lana Del Rey songs I love, but I think I just like recently downloaded this one, and like it's the top of the songs I've downloaded. So I just said Radio, but there are other Lana Del Rey song I love. Like, I'm in love with that song, to be honest. So Radio by Lana Del Rey. So check it out. Let me know what you think about the song. You can check out our other songs. If you're a fan, let me know, because I'm a big fan, a huge fan. Radio by Lana Del Rey. So see you guys next time on a new episode of the 25-15 podcast. Love you guys.